welcome to Vanderbilt.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. All of these guys staring at you, don't be frightened by them. Some of them are still hanging around, but most of them have disappeared. But I am, I'm grateful to have you here, and we are all grateful. Let me just tell you about our group very quickly. About 2 years ago, we decided collectively as presidents of Middle Tennessee institutions, both public and private, that we needed to have an opportunity to get together and discuss common issues and develop a common agenda. We have been doing that, and we meet about every 6 months and move from place to place. But we've discovered that among our 20 institutions, we, of course, have a substantial number of public institutions. We have a substantial number of private institutions, all of us, of course, dedicated to making this part of the world better. And we thought that if we had the opportunity to invite you to come and be with us today and talk a little bit about not only about the challenges and opportunities that you see in your role, both for the state in general and higher education in particular, but we are very committed to helping you to achieve what you want to achieve in terms of the future of this state. And so we are here today not to ask, but to create a partnership, and we look forward to doing that. So thank you very much for joining us. I'm not certain. I think you probably know most of the people around here. If not, you'll have a chance to introduce yourself. So.
Great. Well, I wanted to, first of all, thank you for this this forum or this opportunity for us to talk like that. I don't want to say much at the outset. I'd much rather listen and have a chance to talk around the table. Only to say, I think that I think all of you know that I came into this office. It is now 7 weeks and going on 8 ago, and in the face of what across the states in this country has been the worst fiscal crisis since the Second World War, and have had to step in and do things that I wished I would never have to do as governor, let alone in my first 4 weeks in office. And one of the things we had to do was to figure out how to cut some budgets, and I described it as just getting the ship off the rocks and back sailing out in the open waters again, at least, and have a chance then to talk about where we go. And I'm trying to work my way through that, and I know there's people around this table that are being hurt in that process, and I do understand that very much. I hope you understand where I'm coming from and what I'm trying to accomplish, and as I describe it to everybody, I've been using the family budget analogy to try to describe this, but people have lots of hopes and dreams and plans for themselves and their kids. But you actually have to balance the checkbook and not live off borrowed money, and you have to get some of the basics right before you can go out and fulfill and go after those kinds of dreams. I personally think that higher education has an enormous role to play in the kinds of things that I want to that I certainly want to accomplish with our state as governor. I'm a real believer, for example, that growing a sound economy in the state is at the core of about everything. If you have a good economy, you have the luxury then of being able to fight about making choices about where you invest the money. If you don't have it, I'm fond of saying there's not enough trips to Washington or new tax ideas. They're going to make up the difference. And I think obviously the whole direction of the economy is very much in the direction of much more knowledge-based work. People are increasingly not only going to have to have much greater initial skills going into the workforce. They're going to have to continue to upgrade those skills throughout a lifetime in the workforce. Some of which is also going to come from the higher education system. So it's one that I'm very committed to. I also think you don't talk about it quite so much. I guess I probably should. But I think there's also an issue of not only how you get people good jobs, but how you help them become good citizens. And I think the kinds of things you learn and the kinds of approaches and the kind of judgments you can make with the background and having a solid education and frankly, for me, I'm a believer in a liberal education, an education that goes outside of just the confines of your specific profession and whatever. That's part of what it takes to be a good citizen in addition and to pass on those values in turn to your children. So it's both about economics and about just taking part in the life of our country in the years ahead. But I'm pleased to be invited here and would love to actually talk about anything you want. I don't want to make a long speech and certainly answer any questions. More importantly, hear any thoughts or comments or suggestions you may have for me. I'm learning my job. You all know yours. I'm still learning mine here.